listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of October 15th, 2012, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept it off for now 2 decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're going to be talking about a new study that came out that has linked BPA to obesity in children.
In children specifically?
Specifically children, yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, there were some BPA bans. What was the story with that? It was recommended the FDA. Did they ban anything or no?
They finally banned it in sippy cups.
In sippy cups, okay.
Yeah, and
in
baby food containers.
Okay, so that's good.
So that's good, although there's some people that are still saying it. They haven't gone far enough with the ban. They need to get rid of it altogether. So
well, it sounds like this evidence is certainly pointing to that.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's the first link between BPA and obesity.
Oh, really?
They have said that they have found it in animals, but this time what they did was they measured body mass index and BPA in the urine of 2,800 children and mm-hmm. teens, mm-hmm. and they found that 92% of the study subjects had detectable levels of BPA in their urine, and those who had the highest levels were 2.6 times more likely to be obese than those with the lowest levels.
Wow.
And that was after controlling for diet and exercise.
Okay. So and who did this study?
This was out of New York University School of Medicine.
Okay. All right. And what did, you know, what did they, you know, conclude? That it's definite or,
Well, you know, obviously more, they always say this, more research needs to be done to, mm-hmm. you know, to make this link. Some, you know, what they said was, it's biologically plausible because in animals, BPA makes fat cells bigger and it inhibits the function of adiponectin, which is a protein that helps break down sugars and fats.
Oh, I see. Well, I think what's interesting about our bodies is that it really does come down to the cellular level of what happens. And that's what they're referring to.
Right.
On the cellular level.
On the cellular level, it's interfering or disrupting mm-hmm. the normal processes or normal functions.
So they're just observing the macro level now with this study, basically.
Right. You know, and of course, it's, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when I saw the headline of this was it's linked to obesity in children. Could it possibly just be that they're, you know, the products that these kids are eating, like sodas and, you know, eating foods out of cans, and that, you know, those are just higher in BPA.
Right.
And so, you know, the food is making them obese.
Mm-hmm.
But what this is saying that there's actual chemical, biological reasons why the BPA would cause more obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sounding like the higher the levels of BPA, the higher levels of obesity.
Mm-hmm. And is it found still in the, you know, the soda cans of soda drinks? I mean, where is this stuff found?
It's in the lining of canned foods.
Canned foods.
And it's also in plastic. So the plastics, like, you know, energy drinks, especially things like Gatorade and some of these things that come in plastic containers, sodas,
mm-hmm.
and sodas that come in plastic bottles.
Oh, I see.
So that's where a lot of that BPA is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I remember you did an article some time ago about the companies to say yay to that they're deliberately not putting BPA in their cans,
right?
Or at least minimizing it, right?
Right. Well, we know of a few companies. One was Eden Foods.
Oh, right. They're
which
great.
Makes a lot of canned beans and other canned items,
mm-hmm.
and they've never used BPA in their their cans.
Okay.
And I believe Vital Choice was another one, which is a canned fish company. They do a lot of seafood that comes in cans.
Mm-hmm.
So those were some. I did an article that listed, I think, 7 companies that don't use BPA in their packaging.
Okay. Great. All right, Dee. Anything else before we go?
Well, it's interesting. There were, you know, several people that were interviewed in the article that I read about this study. And you know, one of them says that it's adding to the evidence that certain industrial chemicals, which they are now calling obesogens, are spurring the obesity problem. So, you know, we tell people if you just stop eating a lot of calories and exercise more, you'll lose weight. But this is showing that there's really more to it
mm-hmm.
than that. That if you need to lose weight, and even if you are exercising and perhaps watching your calories, if you're eating a lot of BPA, you know, if that's showing up in a lot of your food, it could really be inhibiting your ability to lose weight and could actually even be spurring on more weight gain.
Right. So how can someone know, I mean, they're picking up a can of fish. How do they know that there's not BPA in there? Does it say anything? BPA free?
Well, it's not going to, well, some companies will, you know, proudly tout BPA free.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I believe it's the plastics, that don't have the number 7 or the number 3 on the little, recycling thing on
yeah.
the bottom. If it's number 7 or number 3, those are supposed to be okay.
Oh, is that right?
But the ones that are not that, you have to really kind of be careful about looking for those.
They may have BPA.
Yeah, they may, yeah.
And what about the cans? It just could be...
almost all cans have it. It's
really?
There is no defining numbers or anything on cans.
So it's not like on the ingredient list or
anything? No, no, they're never going to do that,
okay.
I don't think.
Okay. All right, Dee, another informative week. Thank you so much. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. You can check out all our great articles and many more podcasts at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.